Hey guys, it's been a minute. I don't even know what to say. I feel like I've been off the radar since April, and we're in a new year. This is 2023. Welcome to 2023, by the way, and this is Jemima Views. So, welcome to the new year. How has your year been yet? How has your 2022 been? Mine was pretty smooth. I finished my service year in June, I think. I finished working for the government, working for Nigeria 2022. So, this year I'm going to start my second degree. I'm going to get my second degree at the Nigerian Law School, so I'm going to finally become barrister. And also, okay, I just want to tell you how my 2022 was. 2022 was smooth. It was a smooth ride because I got to think about my goals and what I want to achieve in life. I got to open a website with my sister. I finished a book. I watch a lot of K-dramas. I discovered boy love dramas. Oh, I watch a lot of boy love drama. I watch Tan Type, Kim Porsche. Like, they were mainly Asian boy love dramas. But I actually watched an American boy love drama. We like only boy love, it's just normal. And that was An Invitation with the Vampire or something like that. I watched The Royals. Like I said, I watched Kim Porsche, I watched Tan Type, I loved Love in the Air, I watched, there's so many. So my sister introduced me to boy love, and I'm so in love with that genre of movies and dramas. I also watch a lot of K-dramas. You know, I'm a diehard K-drama fan. I don't know if I'm going to ever stop. Like, get worse and worse every time. Like, I can say that I devoured like 50 K dramas last year. Also, what again did I do? Oh, I listened to a lot of Taylor Swift last year. Because, okay, I'm a diehard Taylor Swift fan. If anyone knows me, like, I listen to Taylor Swift a lot. I just feel like her lyrics gets me sometimes. Like, I listen to a lot of Swift lyrics, and I feel like I'm the one saying it. That's why I love Taylor Swift. I also discovered Phoebe Bridgers last year. Ah, I love Phoebe Bridgers. Her songs are so inspiring and so deep, and I don't know what to say. I love Phoebe Bridgers. I'm a SZA fan, so I listen to SZA's new album SOS. Like, SZA really did. Like, she ate that album and left no crumbs. That was like my final take on that album. It was so mad. I was going gaga over that album. What again did I do? What other music did I listen to? I listened to a lot of indie music. Samia is another person. Sabrina Claudio. I listened to a lot of Chris Brown. So many new artists I recently discovered. And I'm so grateful for those artists because they really carved my musical journey of 2022. Also, 2022 was like a year of ups and downs. Even though it was smooth, I had a lot of ups and downs. I lost friends, I made friends, I lost like three of my relatives. My two of my uncles died, and my aunt also died. So yeah, 2022 was like, yeah, very, very hectic for me. And it was smooth though. You know, like, it was not smooth, it was smooth, but it was actually hectic. So at some point, like, you just want to detox from digital life and everything. Also, 2022, what other thing happened? And 2022, I got my nose pierced like after a month. I decided to close the piercing because it was so high and I wanted it to be lower than that, so I wanted to close it then. And I was going to school again, so it did not make sense because the healing process I discovered later, after I've pierced my nose, that the healing process for nose piercing takes like 3 months. And that means I have to be wearing my nose ring in school, and I'm quite sure I'll have problems with the authorities if I resume school. So I was like, let me just close the nose piercing, and after school I'll pierce it back. That's why I listen. And plus, my parents were just giving me a lot of headache about it and everything. So one thing I've learned so far, if you want to do anything that is not conventional in your society, you should be ready for backlash, and you should be able to take responsibility. Because another thing was that I'm still living in my parents' house, so they detect so many things about how I should behave and everything, and it's so draining and exhausting, and it's hard. Like I remember an episode about divorcing your overprotective parent, and that's how I felt when I pierced my nose, because they were really giving me a leg. But I did not care, I still kept the nose piercing. The only reason why I stopped wearing the nose ring, because I wanted the hole to close and wanted to go lower. I wanted the nose piercing to go lower. So yeah, that was all I achieved 2022. And 2023, I promise, is going to be a really exciting time for me, because I'm going to start my new school year. Like I said, I'm going to get under degree this year. But this, unlike the last degree that took 5 years, this is going to take 1 year. And I'm going to continue working on my website. For those of you who have not checked out my website or our website, because it's not just me, I co-own it with my sister, thegbjabba.com. Like, we write articles, we write reviews. It's just a fun website. You can just relax, yeah, and you can relate to so many things here. And we upload a lot of boiler dramas here. So yeah, you check thegbjabba.com. And once again, so 2023, I'm going to try my best, even though I don't upload weekly, I'll try as much as possible to upload more of my podcast, because I know 2023 is going to be a very busy year, and I want to focus on my academics. I want to like get a very, very good result. But this podcast is like my baby, and I want to be more serious about it, because I felt like after April I just dumped it, or I don't know, I felt like I was going through a lot of things like that at that time, so I dumped it and I never went back to it. But right now I've decided that I'm going for it. I'm going to do everything it takes so that this podcast will make it, or this podcast will be a success. And I've decided that I'm going to be saying anything on the podcast, anything, like issues I see on Twitter, I'll talk about it on Instagram, anything, the misogyny in this world, I'll talk about it, bullying and everything. So you guys should stay tuned, make sure you watch my next episode, make sure you go and watch my, for those of you who are just listening to my podcast, make sure you go and listen to my other episodes, and make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, make sure you comment, make sure you share. Anything they do with podcast, please do it. And you can also follow my Instagram page, Jeremiah Views, and share your thoughts on my latest episode. Thank you so much. You'll be expecting me next week. Thank you.